Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. Walmart is fighting back against criticism from union groups and others over how it treats its workers. The world's biggest retailer is turning to the internet. Some bloggers have been defending Walmart's moves to improve its image, and today the New York Times reports some of their bulletin board postings were actually written by Walmart's public relations firms. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon has been looking into this and joins us with more. Bob, how did this news get out? Has indeed Walmart been covertly trying to influence public opinion on the net?
Well, no, it doesn't seem that Walmart has been trying to hide anything here. You might just call this the battle of the blogs. But it is a perfect way for Walmart to go around the mainstream media, if you will, and tell their side of the story through some sympathetic ears. You may have heard about a couple of groups critical of Walmart. One calls itself Wake Up Walmart, another known as Walmart Watch. Among other things, those groups have been posting material on their own blogs from current and former Walmart workers. They're pressuring the company to pay more and improve its health benefits. Well, now the New York Times reports that Walmart's public relations people have been sending out PR releases written in the informal tone of a blog posting, and some bloggers have been picking up these things and posting them word for word without any disclosure about where the material's coming from.
Yeah, well, it's a new era. It's pretty kind of expectable that the corporate world would deal with the things people say about companies and do it on the internet.
Well, it is true. There's a strong awareness out there among businesses that blogs can be a very effective way of reaching out directly to your customers, and not just through a company's own blog site. Last year, for example, General Electric actually met with influential bloggers who write about the environment to get their support for a big push into energy-efficient technology. But this is the first time that we've heard about Walmart using this strategy to shore up its image and answer its critics. The Times points out that one of the suggested blog entries took direct aim at its rival Target, pointing out that Target raised zero donations for the Salvation Army last year because those red collection kettles right. weren't allowed outside Target stores.
Kind of a tiny joke there, direct aim at Target. Anyway, what's the response by Walmart here?
Well, Walmart says it's been upfront about this, that it doesn't pay anything to the bloggers to spread the word, so apparently it's going to keep on doing this. Some of these bloggers, by the way, say they weren't trying to mislead anyone by not saying who wrote their postings. Some say it was an oversight. One says he's just like any journalist. He doesn't have to reveal his sources. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're watching what could be some pivotal testimony today at the big Enron trial.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.